Florida Heritage Moment is brought to you in part by the Division of Historical Resources, Florida Department of State, online at flheritage.com.
52 years after Juan Ponce de Leon walked ashore on Florida's east coast, and over 5 decades before the Pilgrims founded Plymouth Colony, Pedro Menendez de Aviles stepped ashore on what would become the city of St. Augustine in September of 1565. As was customary, his landing party celebrated the safe voyage with a mass of thanksgiving. This was followed by a communal meal to which Menendez invited local Tumuquan Indians, making it, in the words of noted Florida historian Michael Gannon, the first community act of religion and thanksgiving in the first permanent European settlement in North America. What did Florida's first Thanksgiving feast include? Based on Spanish ships' records, the main dish was probably cocido, a stew made from salt pork, garbanzo beans, and garlic, with hard sea biscuits and red wine on the side. If the Tumuquan contributed from their food stores, there may have also been corn, beans, and squash, wild game like turkey, venison, and gopher tortoise, and shellfish and seafood like mullet, drum, and sea catfish. So while enjoying your Thanksgiving Day meal, take a moment to reflect on Florida's rich native and Spanish heritage.
Submit a question to Florida Heritage Moment at wfsu.org/flheritage.